Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast for a slightly different show today because we're going to have a little bit of fun. I have literally just had my AstraZeneca COVID vaccine and I still have my sticker to prove it. Can you see that there? I am probably on the verge of a fever and a headache and all of the other wonderful side effects that I've heard about. So I wanted to distract myself for a little bit by sharing a podcast with you today to take my mind off of my impending doom. I'm sure I'm going to be fine. And whilst the title of today's podcast is Take My Advice, I'm certainly not going to be advising you whether or not taking the vaccine is the right thing for you. I know that there are really widely varying opinions on whether or not you should be taking the vaccine. Clearly, I sway towards the idea of having it because I have just had it. But what I am going to be sharing with you today is the format for giving good advice. And best of all, I'm going to be sharing some of the best advice you have ever heard. And I found this on a friend's Facebook feed, and I really want to share some of it with you because some of them are fantastic. Like clever, creative, funny, brilliant, all of that good stuff. So we're going to have a little bit of fun today. And maybe if there is someone in your life that you are perhaps crossing swords with over the whole vaccine issue, there might be something useful in today's show for you. So if you would like to learn how to give great advice, and more importantly, if you'd like some really good advice, then just keep on watching. Editing Gemma here, just to let you know that I'm well aware that there is a stripe of light going across my face throughout this video, and it was because I had the blinds down, so the lighting in here was a little different. So too bad if you're watching on YouTube, but you know, what can I say? The content's still great, so happy days. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, you can see I am fully in my house clothes today, because comfort is important when it comes to planning feeling rough for 2 days. Then I've got my joggers on. This is my all-time favourite cardigan. I don't know if any of you have a cardigan that you've had for about 15 years. This is my one and I still love it. And then this is one of my favourite t-shirts. I'm gonna stand up a little bit. There you go. I went to NASA just over a year ago, I guess it was. In Houston, in Texas, and this is part of my memorabilia from that trip. Anyway, let's talk about giving great advice. Here's some advice. Go to Houston, Texas. Go see NASA. It's a fun experience. I'm going to be looking at my phone screen a little bit because a lot of what I'm going to be sharing with you today is from a friend's Facebook feed with some great advice that people have posted on there. But also, on a slightly more serious note, you know, slightly more towards the interacting, communicating, managing other people, dealing with their mental responses, I've also got some genuinely good advice about how to give advice to others. So the very first piece of advice, and some of this is going to be inspired by EnglishLive.ef.com, if you'd like to go and check out this article in a little more detail. So one of the things that they recommend is when you give advice to somebody else to use modal verbs, or in NLP terms, we refer to those as modal operators. So these are your words such as can, can't, should, shouldn't, would, wouldn't, have, haven't. So you know those words where you can add the nt on the end and then it becomes like a negation of that word. Those are typically what your modal verbs sound like. The reason why there is a recommendation to use these words is, I believe from reading it, what they're getting at is that these are useful words for not being too enforcive. I don't even know if enforcive is a word. I may have just created a brand new word there. That happens sometimes. However, I would also say that some modal verbs carry more influence than others. So for example, should sounds quite flexible, doesn't it? Like, well, maybe, you know? Whereas have to
is really forceful. You have to do this. So I would suggest with your modal verbs, whilst that's good advice to use those because they do give an air of flexibility, actually be cautious about which ones you choose because some of them really imply kind of like, here's something you might want to consider, whereas others are much more directive and you need to do this. And in my experience of giving advice, there are times when being forceful is appropriate, but it's probably not where you want to start. Because if you start by giving people forceful advice and maybe the rapport isn't there, maybe they're not on the same page as you yet, you're likely to get some resistance. Whereas if you are kind of, you know, putting the idea out there in a kind of softer, you could consider this kind of a way, then you're less likely to get resistance, but you're also potentially more likely for them to not follow through because they're not taking the suggestion as seriously. But I would start light, notice if they follow through on the action, and if they don't, then you go in with the big guns, such as the must and have to's, which gives them much more direction to follow through on the advice that you're giving them. Next piece of advice is make it into a question. So similar rules I would say apply to this. Making it a question displaces resistance because the person listening to the advice, the person, the receiver of the advice, has an opportunity to either respond or not because it's a question, and therefore to follow through or not because it is a question. When we give advice where it is more like a command, again, there's more of a likelihood that because we are being forceful, that we might initially get resistance to that, lose rapport, and then we don't have the leverage thereafter. If we start with a question, then it's softer. The person who is receiving the advice feels like they have an opportunity to either take it or not take it. But if they don't take it, then we may want to repeat the suggestion with more of a command based around the advice that we're giving and with a more commanding tonality. So in terms of when we are communicating with someone else, there's sort of typically three formats that our tone can take when we are advising people. We have questions, we have statements, and we have commands. And the difference between the three really lies in your tone of voice. When we ask a question, certainly in English, our intonation at the end tends to go up, which implies it's a question. Whereas if we're making a statement, then our tone tends to stay on the same melody, maybe. So our tone doesn't tend to go up or down. At the end, our tone stays on the same path. Okay, so if it were a sheet of music, the note would stay on the same place. Whereas when we are enforcing a command, our tone of voice goes down at the end. And that, as a rule in the English language and the way that we communicate, implies that we are being more commanding. Now, one of the best syntax that you can use here is to combine a question with a command tonality. Because what happens then when you give your advice is that the conscious mind knows not to get offended because it was structured as a question. Whereas on an unconscious level, the command intonation is what's picked up on, recognised, and therefore reacted to. So let's say that I wanted to give you the advice of you should get your COVID vaccination. I'm not saying that this isn't subliminal, I'm not giving you something, but it's on my mind because I've literally just had mine, okay? So if I was stating this as a question, it would be, maybe you could have your COVID vaccination. If I was stating it as a statement, then it would be, maybe you should have your COVID vaccination. And if I were making it into a command, it would be, maybe you should have your COVID vaccination. So do you notice the difference in how my tone dips down at the end? And if I were making that then a combination of structurally a question, but with a command tonality, it might sound something a bit more like this. Could you have your COVID vaccination. All right, so technically it's a question. If we wrote it, we'd have a question mark on the end, but my tone of voice is being commanded. So in terms of getting someone to take action, that would be the best way to structure it, is using a question, but using a command tonality at the same time. All right, let's see what other advice they are giving us in this article. Put yourself in the other person's position. So this, I think, is, I'm going to tell you what it says here, and then I'm going to give you my views on it. It says, if someone is asking for your advice, sometimes it's useful to imagine yourself being in that person's position. This is a good way to explain your advice too. So in NLP, we have a process called the perceptual positions process, which does precisely that, where it actually has you associate into the perspective of somebody else. It's kind of a role play exercise, and it's really beneficial for being able to see a problematic situation through the eyes of the person that you're in the problematic situation with. Sometimes when we give advice, we do it from our own perspective, because that's easy to do. We know us. We know what it's like to be in our skin and how we might feel or react to a certain situation. But it's less easy to think about it from someone else's perspective, because they've got all of their values, their history, their own considerations when they are thinking through whatever that problem is. And so just throwing the advice at them, actually it might not resonate with them, because it might not fit with their circumstances or how they think. By putting ourselves into their situation, it's much better for us to then tailor make the advice so that it really fits for them and their circumstances. However, the other framing that we can put around this is, when you give advice, don't just throw the advice at them. Use the framing of, if it were me, or for me, I would feel like this, so that you're being very clear that this is what would work for you, but you're not necessarily saying that that would work for them or that that's what they should do. And again, it's giving it that sort of openness rather than that controlled directive, do it in this way. We're kind of giving them the opportunity to sort of, it's a bit like trying on a new coat, you know, if it were me, I would feel like this about it. What about you? You try it on, see if it fits for you too. So it's more of an invitation rather than a direction for them. And so we can soften the advice by putting this frame around it of, if it were me. Or another good one is, I'm just guessing. You know, so then it's not you saying, it absolutely has to be this way for you because it would be this way for me. It's a, I'm just guessing for you in your circumstances, maybe it would be this way. And again, softening it makes it easier for the other person to digest. At the very start there, we were talking about how sometimes when we give advice to somebody, they may take it or leave it. And if we're in a situation, for example, as an employer, when I need to give feedback to someone in my team, I'll often go in with a, I recommend, I would suggest. So I'm giving it that sort of light openness, giving them the opportunity to react in the right way, the way that I want them to, let's be honest. If they then don't, then the feedback becomes stronger and it becomes more forceful. So that's when I then take the opportunity to switch it from, maybe you could, I would suggest, to, this needs to happen this way, and being much more formalized about it. And if you are in a position like me, where you are working with others and you continue to see that the feedback / advice isn't being taken on board, that's the stage at which we need to start really formalizing things and maybe keeping records around the fact that, you know, the advice is not being followed and then the instruction isn't being followed and now we've got a disciplinary issue. You know how it all rolls. But let's take it to a lighter place now, shall we? So if you do not follow this page on Facebook, I would personally recommend this one, because this has been like a really fun page to follow, certainly throughout lockdown. One of the things that I really like about Jesus of the Day is that he, every couple of days, sends out a post which says, it's along the lines of like, good morning, Facebook fam. Who here has the virus or needs someone to talk to today? And people are just like posting stuff on there and are just being really supportive of each other, like making people laugh. And it's just been like a really lovely page to follow. So this is one that popped up on my newsfeed today, and it said, I need some advice, not about anything in particular. Give me random advice. So I wanted to share the random advice that has shown up on this page, because some of it genuinely made me go, oh, that's actually really good advice. And some of it just made me laugh. So I'm going to pull up all comments, and we won't be able to go through all of them because there is like 900. but let's see what we've got. So this is just genuinely good advice, this one. Get yourself a good, sturdy, thick rubber garden hose. At least 50 feet long, brass fittings on the ends. That bad boy is going to outlive your grandkids. Sure, it'll cost a bit more, but dang nab, it'll be around longer than any dollar store plastic disposable hose ever contrived. Never scrimp on shoes or mattresses. Cheap beds and shoes will never bring you comfort. So spend money on either, because when you're not in one, you're in the other. When talking to a deaf person, just speak normally and clearly without over-enunciating. Face them and don't obscure your mouth. Never give yourself a haircut after 3 margaritas. Remove the packaging from the soap bar before you get your hands wet. This is a good one. When you marry, remember you're marrying the whole family, not just one person. It's important to check you can stand being near them without wanting to run. Get pets. They're great companions and have been known to alleviate depression. Many people even say they help your body heal. Mine certainly do. When I'm sick and thinking about getting up to do something, they lay on top of me to prevent me from doing it. And they're hilarious. I would second that one. I have a very funny pet. Don't name your daughter something that sounds like a stripper. Be kind to yourself as you would be to a friend. If you tend to overthink, are hard on yourself, or have trouble making decisions for yourself, mentally put a friend in your place. You will have the answer with their best interest instantly. Now do the same for yourself. That's good advice. That's like the perceptual positions process we just mentioned. I have no idea what the backstory is on this one. Never go with a hippie to a second location. What does that even mean? Don't solicit advice from strangers on the internet. It always ends in tears. I'm your friend. I'm not a stranger. You're never really lost if you don't care where you are. I like that one. Don't date anyone whose personality you have to explain to others. That's fantastic. Never try to engage with a service dog without the owner telling you you can first. They are likely to be on duty and it disrupts their work to be patted or fussed over. A dog wearing a yellow ribbon or yellow fabric may be in training or may have problems with being approached by people. So it's best not to approach without being given permission first as well. I think that's really good advice. Organic doesn't mean pesticide free. And many organic pesticides are more toxic to humans and the environment than conventional pesticides. That I did not know. And that's kind of scary. All right, when distributing someone's ashes at sea, check the direction of the wind before tossing the ashes. So I actually have a story about this. One of my friends was, I don't want to say tossing the ashes, what do you say, spreading the ashes of a relative with his uncle. It was his aunt's ashes. It was his aunt that had passed away. And when they threw the ashes, they like came, like the wind blew and it came back in everybody's faces. And his uncle said, she was always getting up my nose when she was alive. Nothing's changed. Which I thought was genius. When making a bed for a baby, layer a protective sheet with a regular sheet 3 times. So protective sheet, regular sheet, and so on. And when the baby inevitably blows out either end, or extra fun, both ends, just clean up the baby, pop off the top layer, lay the baby back down, and go back to sleep. Genius! If you drink a lot, also try to get some exercise occasionally. Don't take a laxative and a sleeping pill at the same time. Never date someone if they don't have many friends. There's probably a good reason. Oh, this is really good. When faced with closed double doors, always push or pull the one with the lock, that's the one that opens. I didn't know that. Like, that is a thing? Don't be afraid to let life get weird sometimes. There's no instruction manual. I wonder if you guys can hear the rain. It is hammering out there. So we're going to learn if my microphone picks up rain today. Okay, next piece of good advice. Medical alcohol swabs are great for cleaning up scissors messed up with sticky tape stickiness from present wrapping. That's really good advice, because I end up like throwing scissors away sometimes, because you can never get that sticky stuff off, like not even with washing up liquid and a Brillo pad, that stuff doesn't come off. And actually, advice from me, if you ever get like permanent marker pen on a surface, like a plastic surface, acetone, aka nail varnish remover, is going to clean that up in no time. Nail varnish remover is my solution to many of life's problems. If you've drained your spaghetti noodles and they are sticky before serving, save some water from the pot of the noodles next time and pour it on them right before you serve them. That's good advice. I would also say, though, that a little teaspoon of olive oil will keep your pasta and your noodles from getting sticky and sticking to each other. I'm having the roof fixed at the moment, and the roofers decided not to come today. And I think they made a really good decision, judging by the sound of that weather. Okay, if you bury a body and then plant an endangered plant on top, no one can ever dig it up. Oh, that's handy. If you shake it more than twice, then you're just playing with it. What? Don't use your husband's menthol shaving cream to shave your bikini area. Okay, funny story. I was once doing a discovery day for NLP for Kids. And it was back in the days when it was like a full-on jazz hands, big show, central London, conference room, music, lights, everything. And I had a little bit of a cold at the time, and I had some of those menthol tissues. You know, the ones that have got like eucalyptus in the tissue. So when you blow your nose, like it's mentholated. Anyway, I went to the toilet, then realised that there was no loo roll, but I had this packet of menthol tissues in my pocket, and so I used those. Whew, did not make that mistake again. Everything is edible, some things only once. I think there's a Chinese proverb like that about mushrooms. It's something like, all mushrooms are edible, but some of them you only get to eat once. Travel as much as you can. We live on an amazing planet full of amazing people and cultures. Yes, we are looking forward to getting back out there and traveling again one day. Never promise anything to kids if you're not planning to do it. They never forget. Everything in the universe is either a potato or it's not. True fact. That sounds like something from a Terry Pratchett book. When someone with a mullet says they don't care, believe them. Before you judge a man, walk a mile in his shoes. After that, who cares? He's a mile away and you've got his shoes. I think I used to have that as my quote on Facebook in like the About Me section. It might even still be there. When taking rubbish out, use that time to eat your secret sweets or chocolate stash you hide away from your kids. Always pay it forward. Never try to change a person or their opinion. Forgive and accept and move on. I think that's a really, really good one and super important. I have a rule in the office of if somebody screws up or does something annoying, we move on fast. So I think moving on fast is a good thing to do. Do stuff that scares the crap out of you, I think is great advice. I didn't know this one. I still marvel that a piece of bread in with my brown sugar never goes mouldy and keeps the sugar soft. That's a thing? I didn't know that. Huh. I don't really understand. I feel like, again, this is another proverb. I'm not sure I entirely understand it. I think I'm reading it a bit too literally. You don't have to buy a whole pig just because you want a little sausage. Is that innuendo? What's going on there? Never put a spring up your nose. This essential nugget of wisdom from my grandfather, based on his own experience of having a small spiral of metal surgically removed from his nasal cavity at the age of 10, has served me well. Whew, no, don't do that. This is very true. And sage advice. Don't put hand lotion on and then try to open the bathroom door. Definitely not. And worse still, if you have a house like mine where you have door knobs rather than door handles, you've got no chance. You go moisturising, you're standing there for the next 3 minutes waiting for that stuff to sink in before you're going to be twisting any knobs. Look at where you're going, not where you've been. The runny nose is starting. Okay. If you ever have to use an interpreter, just speak directly to the other person and let the interpreter do the rest. You don't need to say, interpreter, could you ask them X? You will always get old before you know it. Chasing possessions is a waste of youth. You will always remember the experiences, but the goods you buy fade from your memory. That's nice. Stay out of trees and don't drink your bath water. There's a lot of people talking about yellow snow here. If you loan someone $20 and never see or hear from that person again, maybe it was worth the $20. That's really good advice. I lent someone £100 once. In fact, it might have been more than that. It might have been £200. And didn't see or hear from that person again. And it was definitely worth the money. If you use a finer sandpaper, you will achieve a smoother finish. Good advice. When using an electric lawnmower, do not test to see how close you can come to the electric cord without cutting it. I remember my mum used to do that a lot. Remember to take the plastic off the cheese before putting it in a sandwich. Now, someone I know, and it was someone on training, I think, their mum used to always write a post-it note and put it in the dad's lunchbox for when he had his sandwiches at work. And it would be like, I love you, on a little post-it note. Very cute. And then there was like a role reversal, and the dad had to make the mum the lunch because she was going on a course or something like that. And he put the post-it note in the sandwich and she ate it. She never knew it was there. Oh dear. When you're scrubbing the toilet, keep your mouth closed. Get off this social media BS. Put down your phone and walk away. Have a landline installed and never look back, says someone on social media. Cut your big toenail straight across so they don't get ingrown. Good advice. Never stick your tongue in an electric fan. Never. Don't do that. Always put the toilet seat down when finished. Never buy the off-brand peanut butter, toilet paper, or hair colour. If you have teens, listen more than you talk. You'll be pleasantly surprised at what you will learn. That's excellent advice. Don't forget to breathe. Never kiss a chicken on the lips. I have no idea where that advice came from. Don't fry bacon naked. Excellent advice. Don't say anything to the police if they arrest you without a lawyer. Ooh, Nutella and cornflakes are delicious. That sounds good. And it's kind of making me want a Rice Krispie cake. I swear to God, every 5 posts, I'll never eat yellow snow. Don't give me advice I haven't asked for. Don't attempt to fix my life. I'll screw it up anyway and I'll enjoy the process. Yeah, so actually that's a really important thing about unsolicited advice. Sometimes advice is not requested and it just feels a bit, what the hell has it got to do with you? I've had that a lot. I get a lot of unsolicited advice and I've learned to be quite gracious about it, and my NLP response is, thank you for the feedback. Don't speak ill of the dead, they can't advocate for themselves anymore. That's nice. Oh, never look at your watch whilst holding a hot drink. Ooh. Literally 3 in a row, don't eat the yellow snow. Who are these people? Oh my gosh, I remember my dad saying this when we were on a trip in Las Vegas. Don't eat anything bigger than your own head. That's such good advice. You can never have too many hats, shoes, or gloves. That's kind of handy because I own a lot of all of those. Marry a man with a small head, it'll be easier when you birth his children. You can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't wipe your friends under the couch. That is grim. Eric, we're never coming to your house. When painting, clean any drips before they dry. Absolutely second that one. From someone who has spent the last 12 months decorating a rather large house, I'd fully second that one. And the final one, don't eat bats. So that's taken us full circle, hasn't it? All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed listening to all of that wonderful sage advice that I've shared with you today. And I will be back with you next month, having fully recovered from my COVID vaccination, looking slightly more businesslike than I do today. And if you are going to be having your COVID vaccination at some point soon, then make sure you've got some paracetamol to hand, make sure you drink plenty of water, get a good night's sleep. All of those things are going to help you get through those next couple of days after having it. You might be lucky and not have any side effects whatsoever, but assume that you might and be prepared. If you are not already subscribed to this podcast, then you can do so by clicking the subscribe button on whatever podcasting application you are listening on. If you are watching and listening on YouTube, make sure you click the red subscribe button, ring the bell, and give this video a thumbs up, so that I know that it's been amusing and interesting and useful for you. If you have any good advice, make sure you leave that in the comments box down below, because I love a bit of good advice. That was tons of fun reading and sharing all of those with you. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and I will see you all on the next one. Take care. Bye.